Rosaline Amondi is cooking up a storm. Today's menu for the tiny restaurant she runs is gideri, a traditional dish consisting of beans and maize. Amondi cooks every day in this community kitchen. She will then take the food back to her kiosk to sell to her customers. She says the community stove saves her a lot of money that she would otherwise spend on charcoal or wood.
Before the gas started working, I was using almost 100 or 200 per day for cooking any meal in the house. But right now, it's only 10 bob per meal. Yeah, it's very cheap because if I cook two different type of food, I may use only 30 shillings for the whole day. That is wonderful.
The gas that Amondi uses comes from an unlikely source, the community toilet. This is a rare sight in Kibera, where up to 200 people can share a single latrine in neighborhoods that have no electricity or running water. The toilet and kitchen are run by a coalition of five community groups calling themselves TOSHA, or Total Sanitation and Hygiene Access. TOSHA also means enough in the national language Kiswahili. Some 600 people a day use the toilets for a small fee. The human waste is transported via pipes into an underground tank, where it is converted into biogas. The gas is then piped up to the community kitchen, where members can use the stove for pennies per pot. Groups often rent out the facility's top floor for meetings and functions. Tosha earns some $400 each month renting out the facility, the community kitchen, and use of the toilets. Ida Binale is a coordinator with Umande Trust, a development group that partnered with Tosha to formulate the project. She says it was difficult at first for community members to accept the gas.
People have the idea of, no, I can't cook from there, it's from waste. Yeah, so that is like, right now we're still trying to capacity build them and try to tell them nothing wrong. And then we get to have more visitors from different countries coming to visit us. And we make sure when they come to the office, we tell them, let's go down there and have tea. So when the community come and see us drinking tea and they're thinking, oh, this is a foreigner taking tea. That's like a way of taking, you're trying to market it, like, oh, these people can take tea, we can also cook.
Running water and sanitation facilities are virtually non-existent in slums like Kibera, where most people earn less than $1 a day. Human waste in plastic bags is often dumped on roads, alleys, and gutters. But locals say there has been a dramatic reduction in these so-called flying toilets since the biogas center was constructed 2 years ago. Rosaline Omondi is also secretary of TOSHA.
By the time we were using flying toilets, there were so many diseases around us, like cholera. Once the outbreak of cholera occurs, we are the sufferer. Many of us died, some get into the hospitals. But right now, for the last 3 months, there was an outbreak within Nairobi. But we were safe because of the biocenter.
Project supporters say the Tosha Biogas Center is a model for communities everywhere, especially those dealing with power shortages. Paul Mushire, communication manager with Umande Trust.
We have the problem of energy. Poverty levels are going up. Sanitation is a problem in most of, for instance, the developing world. We have the issue of pollution from the oil, the diesel. We need to go into this. There's need to go into other sources of energy, adapt other sources of energy that would be economic, environmental friendly.
Mushire says there are about 10 biogas centers in Kibera under construction and that an engineer is looking at how the gas can be piped into people's homes. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.